This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis changed restrictions earlier this month to allow larger crowds in restaurants and gyms. Now that more than 70% of people over 70 and nearly a quarter of 65 to 69-year-olds are vaccinated, he plans to continue loosening restrictions.
So it's what you do. It's not where you are and wherever you are. Large groups of people from different households without masks, close proximity. That's what the virus loves, and that's what leads to more deaths and hospitalizations.
While Polis says he's confident that Coloradans can reduce viral spread, some public health experts caution that moving too quickly could cause another surge in cases. President Biden is reviewing public lands protections rolled back by the previous administration. CPR's Miguel Otárola reports.
The Department of the Interior on Thursday repealed an order made in Trump's final months in office that hampered a federal program known as the Land and Water Conservation Fund. The Trump administration had added criteria that made it harder to receive funding to buy and develop public lands and waters. The National Park Service will remove the criteria and bring back a grant program for outdoor recreation in underserved urban areas. Some Colorado groups are praising the move as an opportunity to fund several projects. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
The Rockies play their first spring training game later this month. CPR's Corey Jones reports Major League Baseball unveiled the revised preseason schedule today.
The Rockies will take the field in Arizona on February 28th to kick off a month of games in that state with only 2 days off. Fans will be allowed, but spaced out in the stands. They must wear masks unless eating or drinking in their seats. The league had hoped to delay the start of spring training, but earlier this month, the Players Association rejected that idea. Opening day for the regular season is scheduled for April 1st at Coors Field in Denver. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
As smaller cities in Colorado grow, institutions serving them are trying to hold on, especially during the pandemic. We'll have the story of how a Durango mortuary and the city surrounding it are changing. That's in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. 8 degrees in Denver feels like a minus 13. 6 degrees in Colorado Springs feels like minus 15. Feels like minus 13 in Pueblo at 9 degrees. This is CPR News.